Jay Honkamp draws inspiration for his books from the animals on his ranch in Beaverhead County near Glen in southwestern Montana. One source is a calf named Sarah. The inspiration for My Name is Sarah, I'm a Racehorse.
Cattle are just like people. There's personalities and all sorts of different things that you notice about these cattle. And this calf was always in the way, always in something, always wanting everything to follow her, and she was always getting into a, you know, bind.
It's a story that despite limitations or problems, a child can do whatever he or she thinks is possible, just like Sarah.
This little calf wasn't a racehorse at all. I mean, she was never going to be a racehorse, but she thought she was, and nobody could tell her otherwise.
And Sarah's real-life best friend is Jerry the goat, like in the book.
The goat was kind of like her. She was, you know, the goat was kind of running stuff, and I think the goat probably runs her. I think the goat's probably the boss.
This is Honkamp's second children's book. His first one, My Pony Bucks, My Dad Says So, is based on an experience his oldest son had when he was four. The boy is now about to graduate from high school. That book took 10 minutes to write and nearly a decade to get into print because he needed to find an illustrator to draw what Honkamp had in mind. Now he has an illustrator, so more books about Sarah and Jerry are possible.
They get out occasionally and go on a big trip. People call and say, well, your cow and your goat are, you know, down here at the dump. You know, they're checking something out. So everybody kind of looks out for me. She doesn't like she's running down the high or anything, but she'll get a wild hare and just decide to go off on a walkabout, and the goat goes with her. So, I mean, it's not a you can always see if you don't know what the cow is that's out somewhere, but then you see the goat with it, and you know, that's Sarah, you know. And
for more information about Honkamp's books, go to our website, ypradio.org. Kay Erickson, YPR News.